Our processional hymn is 796. Let us rise in body or spirit. And good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church here in American Falls, this 13th Sunday after Pentecost. Our appointed liturgy is in our bulletin. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise. Let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is 588. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, with all your faithful followers of every age, we praise you, the rock of our life. Be our strong foundation and form us into the body of your Son, that we may gladly minister to all the world through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
The first reading today is from Isaiah 51, 1 through 6. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who bore you. For he was but one when I called him, but I blessed him and made him many. For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and will make her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. Listen to me, my people, and give heed to me, my nation, for teaching will go out from me, and my justice for a light to the peoples. I will bring near my deliverance swiftly. My salvation has gone out. My arms will rule the peoples. The coastlands will wait for me, and for my arm they hope. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look at the earth beneath, For the heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and those who live on it will die like gnats. But my salvation will be forever, and my deliverance will never be ended. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm today will be Psalm 138. We'll read it responsively.
I give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart.
Before the gods, I sing your praise.
I bow down towards your holy temple.
And give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness, for you have exalted your name and your word above everything.
On the day I call, you answer me.
You increased my strength of soul.
All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord.
For they have heard the words of your mouth.
They shall sing of the ways of the Lord.
For great is the glory of the Lord.
For the thought of the Lord is high. He regards the lowly.
But the haughty he perceives from far away.
Though I walk in the midst of trouble,
you preserve me against the wrath of my enemies. You stretch out your hand, and your right hand delivers me.
The Lord will fulfill his promises for me.
Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hand.
The second reading today will come from Romans 12, 1 through 8. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, on the basis of God's mercy, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable act of worship. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourselves more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body, we have many members, and not all members have the same function. So we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ accordingly to the grace given to us: prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the encourager in encouragement, the giver in sincerity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. The Gospel of the Lord. And now, O Lord, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. The setting for this morning's Gospel lesson in the 16th chapter of Matthew is the hinge of the entire 28 chapters of Matthew. Everything before and everything after hinges on today's setting. It's the most important question of all the questions Jesus asks in any and all of the four Gospels. Matthew records the place where Jesus asks, "Who do you say that I am?" at Caesarea Philippi. It's around 20 BC. Caesar Augustus had given this town and the plains surrounding it to King Herod, who built up the city and who installed a large white temple honoring the cult of Augustus Caesar. After Herod died in 4 BC, the region passed to King Philip, who further built up that place and named it Caesar Philippi, to honor and to flatter his patron, Caesar Augustus. This was not any ordinary place, but was a place filled with political and religious tensions. So it was not a coincidence that Jesus chose that place to pose the question of questions about his identity. When Simon makes his statement, affirming Jesus is Christ, he is the promised Messiah of the Jewish people, it is more than just a spiritual declaration. There in Philip's city, dedicated to Caesar, Simon's declaration that Jesus is Christ stands as an open challenge to both religious and political loyalties. Now, right as Simon was identifying Jesus as Messiah, he was at that time mistaken in his belief about what kind of Messiah, what kind of kingdom Jesus was and brings. Jesus was not a political Messiah sent to free his Jewish his Jewish nation from Rome. He was the universal Messiah, sent to free us all from the bondage of sin. Jesus asked his disciples, as he always asks everyone who encounters him, "Who do you say that I am?" First, he asked his disciples what others were saying about him, and they gave their different answers. Some say John the Baptist, others said maybe Elijah, or Jeremiah, or any of the other minor prophets. But then Jesus does what Jesus still does today. He asks the question, and he makes it personal. "Who do you say that I am?" Simon responds, "You are the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God." This is the hinge, the turning point in Matthew's gospel. Simon has not just given a correct answer to a theological question, but he's recognized the person, this Jesus, standing before him and has proclaimed him. Jesus is not just another healer, another wonder worker, another prophet, or another teacher. Jesus is Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus responds by giving Simon a new name, Petros, or rock. And Jesus tells him that the Father has revealed Jesus' identity to Peter, and that the gates of Hades will never prevail against his church. 2,000 years, the gates of hell have railed against Jesus' church, never to prevail. Christianity is not about possessing information about Jesus. It is about having a relationship with Jesus. I and you can know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. We can know about and even affirm Jesus' miracles and his parables. We can know and recite many passages of Scripture by heart, and we can even pop off the correct answers to the questions posed by Father Luther's Small Catechism. This is most certainly true. But none of that means automatically that we know Jesus. We attend divine service, we read the Bible, we study theology, we even speak beautifully about Christ. And still, we are able to remain distant from him. Jesus therefore asks each of us the same question today and every day that we encounter him. Who do you say that I am? Not that what the catechism says about him, or Father David, or Auntie Patty, those are all important. But Jesus asks for our personal confession of faith. Who do you say that I am? Peter's confession has become the foundation for the Christian community. Jesus gives Peter and the other apostles keys and responsibilities for his church, along with the assurance that the gates of Hades will never prevail against it. Our faith is personal, but it is never private. We receive the faith from the church, we live it within the church, and we confess with the church. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, a wholesome response to this morning's lesson, perhaps, is to turn Jesus' question around, back to him, and to ask, Jesus, who am I to you? Who would you have me be for you? Simon's answer to Jesus changed Simon's identity. Jesus begins to call him Peter, the rock. When we truly encounter Jesus, he also changes our identity and gives us a new mission and a new being. Let us ask, do I know about Jesus or do I know Jesus? And if I know Jesus, what difference does that make in my own life? May we always move from merely knowing about Jesus to knowing Jesus and knowing him deeply. Jesus, Jesus. Thank you. Let us rise in body or spirit as we testify our confession of faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With bold trust in God's unfailing provision, we pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God, our rock, you are the foundation on which the church is built. Strengthen and encourage your faithful people everywhere they gather, that they boldly proclaim your word of life to all the world. Merciful God, you spoke and all creation came into being. Field and forest, wetland and wilderness, all reveal your glory. Sustain and nourish your creation. Teach us to be wise stewards of all you have made. Merciful God, you bring deliverance to nations and peoples. Come to the aid of nations experiencing war, conflict, disease, famine, and disaster, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Guide the work of relief agencies and peacemaking organizations. Merciful God, you regard the lowly and hear us when we cry out to you. Be present among all who struggle with addiction, housing insecurity, incarceration, and mental illness, that they know they are not alone. Hear our prayers for all in need this day, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Merciful God, you draw together people with differing gifts. Lift up the many and varied gifts and talents of this congregation and strengthen the bonds of fellowship that all may be united as the body of Christ. Merciful God, your steadfast love endures forever. We give thanks for the faithful who died in the hope of this promise. Strengthen us in faith until the day we join them at your eternal banquet. Merciful God, receive our prayers and answer, O God, as you have promised. All this we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated for the announcements, or here we go, Patty.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the 13th Sunday after Pentecost. We especially welcome all of you who are visiting with us in person today, and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Tony Bauer, Ray McCates, and Angela Quinn. Happy anniversary this week to Doug and Jenny Ruff, Jim and Megan Reed. Children's Church is starting back up September 10th, 6 to 7:30 p.m., ages 3 and up. Get your kids, grandkids, friends, and neighbors' kids signed up. We're excited for a fun year. Another fun year. Are there any other announcements not in the worship bulletin? Offering will be collected.
Let the vineyards be fruitful. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us in what we have gathered, in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, Our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Jesus has taught us, we are privileged to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who invites you to receive him this morning in the sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from doing. Everything is prepared. Come forward as the Lord calls you. Body of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us rise. Thank you. And let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional out into the world to love and serve is 654. Go in peace, love and serve the Lord.